Another draw, you know. Really, really pleased with the boys. You know, this is a really tough place to come, you know. I know it's four draws, but three away trips, overnight trips against tough teams, you know. We've really messed up a few playoff charges, you know, with Chesterfield and Salford, you know, and Colchester at home. And that home game, how we didn't win it, you know. So that would have been a cracking start. But I just want to say that the boys are now realising what I'm all about, what I expect on a pitch, and they are absolutely giving everything. We had a formation we worked on the video. Again, we've had no time on the grass because of this fixture schedule. So on the video, they've taken the information in brilliantly. We changed just before kickoff because I thought Chesterfield had changed, but as it happens, they hadn't. So we changed back to our original plan. I was screaming original plan onto the pitch, and the boys adapted so well. And we really took the first half to them, you know. I thought we were a better team. I thought we controlled the ball better. We had some great chances first half. We frustrated them. We really did. And then second half, you know, when they kick into their home end, it's just like us at home in the Rainermen, you know, that the fans are behind them. We soaked up a lot of pressure. And just for that tiny moment, we'd have had a great win tonight. But, you know, they did put pressure on us. I'm not going to rose tint this and say we were perfectly calm. And they had some, only a couple of chances. But then I thought we could have nicked it at the end there. You know, we had a great header across the goal from Nev. And when Jimmy J came on a pullback to our man, it just got cut out. So, yeah, a real cracking game. I said we'd be hard to beat. And I'm hoping that the Gills fans, who, by the way, thank you, because you're going to get home at 3 a.m. and you've got behind your team like you wouldn't believe tonight, you know. And every time we did something well at the defending end, you could hear the applause, you could hear the chants, the songs. Players need that, I need that, and they were awesome today. So thank you. I think 340 have made that trip up, and that's a phenomenal number for a Tuesday night when there's Champions League on the TV and there's not much to play for in the season. Wow, thank you. Can't wait for the home game against MK on Saturday now. But yeah, I thought Chesterfield really came out as well second half. They've been together for 3 years, this squad, you know, and that's what you get, that style of play, that real togetherness that they've got. I'm just starting, but I'm really pleased with what I'm seeing, you know, and some real good performances.